for the rest of the month of January. It's MFO, so you never know. We'll see what happens. But that's the plan anyway. Last week I played my top 10 2022 releases locally. This week it's the national, and there's one actually from overseas scene. So we're going to play that for you. And let me see if this is queued up right. I don't know if it is or not. We'll find out in a minute. But Owen Medford, Rising with Skybar. Here we go.
Please. I knew it right from the start. You were no face in the crowd. Yeah, we're so damn different, but we're from the same cloud. Don't know how you found me, baby. It's insane, but I just can't have it any other way. No, I just can't. The sky is falling inside my brain. There was a big storm coming till you called my name. Don't know how I found you, baby. It's insane, but I just can't have it any other way. No, I just can't.
Susie Moon with the song called Any Other Way off of her full release, Dominant Love. Skybar here, Rising with Skybar, the name of the show, WMFO in Medford. As I said at the top, my show is predominantly a local show, I would say, but I don't restrict myself. I play stuff from all over the country and overseas as well. So this is my top 10 list for 2022 releases from non-local bands. Susie Moon is, I believe, out of the Vegas area. Before that, we heard The Trouble Seekers, a song called Cruel Summer. I believe that release is self-titled. I think it's also called The Trouble Seekers. The Trouble Seekers are a band of Hillary Burton's, who I used to play a lot of her music in Honey Chain. It's another project she's starting, Trouble Seekers. Cruel Summer was a song once again, and started it with The Black Halos, a song called Forget Me Not off How the Darkness Doubled. Black Halos are from, I think, I don't know what pop, but they're from Canada. And they hadn't put something out in close to 20 years. Fantastic new stuff. As I said, it was called How the Darkness Doubled. Play something right now by another band, an old band, still cranking it out. These are the Hoodoo Gurus.
Jimmy's mother is worried about a precious boy. The other lads in the chooses to avoid. They're always fighting. It ain't exciting or so inviting to him. They're often dirty and goes up hurting. He much prefers to be prim. He's always been a bit different from the day he was born. He wasn't built like his brothers. It made his parents forlorn. Jim didn't fit in. He started knitting. Sitting around. Some girls were friendly, approached him gently, and accidentally found he wants to hang with the girls. He wants to hang with the girls. He doesn't care what they say. He's doing things his own way. Jenny's father is worried. She don't like playing with dolls. She'd rather ride on his tractor and help him dig a few holes. Fancy linen, she goes for dinner instead. She won't wear ruffles, she gets in scuffles and rips those ruffles to shreds. Cause he hangs with the boys. He likes to hang with the boys. She's out there making some noise. Well, I'm the gang with the boys. Put on the
The Interrupters with In the Mirror off of In the Wild. That band has taken off. The first time I saw The Interrupters, they were opening up for, I think it was either the Boston's or the Murphys. And then I saw them a few years after that, and they headlined The Paradise. If they come around, now they're co-headlining with Frank Turner in much bigger venues than The Paradise. So great band. I've seen them three or four times, and I already have tickets to go see them again. And as I just mentioned with the Frank Turner show. Also, Laura Jane Grace is on that bill. I forget what it is, but I like all three of those bands quite a bit. So anyway, that was In the Wild. Came out this past year. It was the name of the release. Shonda and the Howlers with It Ain't Easy off the same titled release. That was a Rumbar Records production. Got a hold of that through Lou Mansdorf. Head honcho at Rumbar Records. Hoodoo Gurus, Hang with the Girls off Chariot of the Gods. 820 WMFO in Medford. Top 10 non-local releases. This is something from Starcrawler.
And tribulations that would seem the be all and end all. the same old ship that came from. Same old people, the lessons you learnt outside the classrooms are the ones that stick with you. But for our ideals seem to change and the weeks would waste away. Tales of a teenage mind, blurred lines of truth or lie.
That was Joyce Manor, a song called Souvenir off 40 Ounces to Fresno. Mightmare, which is a side project of Sarah Shook, who was with Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. Once again, that side project was called Mightmare. I like that release a lot, though. Song was Easy. The name of the album is Cruel Liars. Shop Class from the UK. Bunch of kids who have a release out called Tales of a Teenage Mind, played the song by the same name. They're going to be coming here in, I think, March, April. Obviously, when it comes up, I'll have a lot more information about it. Linda of the Chelsea Curve turned me on to the Shop Class, and she'll be playing with them when they do come over here. So that'll be something to look forward to. And Starcrawler with Thursday off of She Said. That's my top 10 non-local releases for the past year. And much like the local thing, you should all have your own list because that means you're looking for new music. There's always good new music out there. This is just my opinion, obviously. So it's 8:32. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. I should have that memorized. I've read it for the past 2 months or so. Anyway, I'm going to play another one by another new release by Guided by Voices, and I'm going to play a lot of local music. So I'll talk to you in a bit. Here is Guided by Voices.
Dreams of fog of a well-named prince with his Dying got much in my fridge except chalk milk and whiskey. And I've only got them 'cause you brought them over. We ended up singing Whitney all night. Then we went and walked through a drive-thru, bought burritos for each hand. I guess you could say, as my granddaddy said, that I've busted up my give a damn. And I know that I'm broke, and I know that I'm bruised. These are the days that I will remember, remind me to myself be true. You kicked me off of my sofa. So walk in, take a look at your face, turn up your last dose of morphine. I ain't got much in my fridge except shock and milk and whiskey. $5 and quarters, 2 mission burritos, and a pickup without a backseat. We'll drive on down to the ocean, peeling oranges as we sing. Prince and Johnny, Mariah and Dolly, 'cause life is a damnedest of things.
That was Mercy Bell with a song called Chocolate Milk and Whiskey off a self-titled release. That was a couple of years ago that came out. Before that, Nervous Eaters, Monsters and Angels from the past, this year, I should say. I almost said the past year. Not past year yet. Still 2022. Song was End of the World Girl. One Fall, song called Slingshot. Shanghai Lows, who have a full-length coming up in a month or two. Song was Takes One to No One. Looking forward to that one. A lot of buzz around that band. Keep it going now with new stuff by Key of Caustic.
Mm-hmm. once again, we can't stay away. It's the beat of our hearts with us every day. Here we come. Let it all out. Let's dance to the beat of our hearts.
just don't seem to care. There's a sign that we'll oppose the government, but I was blissfully unaware. As we headed down to the baseball game, I was blocking out the sun. We can sweat it out with the best of them. Living life on the run. Baby, 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 be mine tonight. Be mine tonight. It'll be alright. Baby, baby, be mine tonight. Be mine tonight. Tonight. Well, I got no beat of Chevy to call my own. And get me there ain't nothing. As ever. Well, how about that? We're just two youths, reach for the inevitable.
Brand new single from Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals called Be Mine Tonight.